Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Promise to Inherit the World. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 4, verse 13. Romans chapter 4, verse 13 reads, For the promise to Abraham or to his descendants that he would inherit the world was not fulfilled through the law, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. I have just read from the POP New English Translation. When the Lord returns, mortality will put on immortality. Those who are in Christ will be resurrected with glorified bodies and will be rewarded according to their works. As part of their reward, they will be given authority to rule over the nations. During this time, the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdom of Christ. Those who are heirs of the kingdom will rule and reign with the Lord over the entire earth. They will literally inherit the earth. See Revelation 11, verse 15. When Jesus says, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, he meant it literally. One of the key characteristics of being a disciple of Christ is meekness. Jesus says, Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You cannot be a disciple of Christ without shedding the human nature of pride and embracing the meek nature of Christ. When the Lord returns to establish his kingdom on earth, we will be heirs of this kingdom, which will own and control the entire universe, including every part of the earth. What a glorious day that will be. The whole creation waits eagerly for this day when the sons of God will be manifested through the resurrection. See Romans 8, 19-23. As you go into today, remember that God's promise to Abraham about inheriting the world is fulfilled through the righteousness that comes from faith in Christ. Give thanks to God for the privilege of being in Christ. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 93-95. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms 93-95.
Psalm 93.
The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm, and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days.
Psalm 94.
The Lord is a God who avenges. O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Lord, will the wicked? How long will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the foreigner. They murder the fatherless. They say, The Lord does not see. The God of Jacob takes no notice. Take notice, you senseless ones among the people. You fools, when will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches human beings lack knowledge? The Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Blessed are those you discipline, Lord, those you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble, till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. when I said, "My foot is slipping." Your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you? A throne that brings on misery by its decrees? The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them.
Psalm 95.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God and great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice.
Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was angry with that generation. I said, "They are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways." So I declared on oath in my anger, "They shall never enter my rest."
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.